Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth each and every day. If you can't handle the truth, this might not be for you. Here are three big things you need to know to start the day right now. Number one, well, I'm going to start with some really bad news for some really bad men. Ghislaine Maxwell has not committed suicide and says she'll no longer protect the Black Book either. Uh-oh. Number two, the notorious Ray Epps, the one time America's most wanted top 10 celebrity for his action on January 6th, going to leave his Arizona farm and testify in D.C. Oh, and number three, the full court press is on. The attack on voting rights in America is hitting hyperspeed and hyperventilation for the Democrats, who have now realized America is rejecting the radical agenda of no voter ID, mass mail-in ballots to everyone and people that don't even exist and dead people, ballot harvesting and all the rest. It's all a free-for-all. That's what they want. The browbeatings, the name-calling, the smiling and smearing and the shaming are all failing to persuade anyone to join the failing cause, at least so far. You see, Americans don't want their elections controlled from Washington, D.C. They don't. I don't. You don't. We don't. And it doesn't matter how shrill Chuck Schumer or Chuck Todd get, the answer is still no. No matter how stupid Joe Scarborough or Joe Biden get in trying to call those that oppose destroying voting integrity racists and white supremacists, America's not buying it. And voters are not budging on the subject either. You see, Americans support voter ID, 78%. In the Black community, it's 79%. But the Democrats' lust for power is in overdrive anyway. It's not working, at least not so far. You're truly witnessing the death throes of a political party in America. Democrats have finally gone so far out of the mainstream. They'll soon go the way of the Whig Party. They will be an important but soon-to-be irrelevant footnote in history books. Liberal commentators will continue to increase the volume. But as they do, they're only increasing the acceleration of the end of the line for the socialists, the central planners, the narcissists of leftist thought in America. You see, America believes in freedom. And this new American revolution, an embrace of liberty, is being led by Hispanic voters and Black voters. And that should tell you everything you need to know. The elitist white liberal will soon be an extirpated species, and Karens will be a mythical villain tossed in the trash can of history. We are winning, my friends. Make no mistake, we are winning. And you can tell by how much the leftists in this nation are trying to steal your right to an honest election. The evidence is all in front of us, everywhere. And there's more every single day. Every single day, there's more evidence. The lies are coming rapid fire from the Democrats these days. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, among those, says voter ID, which is very popular, like I said, across the entire nation, and other voting protections are actually like communism and racism or something like that. Listen to this.
And a year after promising a change in tone,
we can join forces, stop the shouting, and lower the temperature.
President Biden has failed so far to do that.
Do you want to be on the side of Dr. King or George Wallace? Do you want to be on the side of John Lewis or Bull Connor?
So much for unifying the country.
Perhaps the president went a little too far in his rhetoric.
Yeah, the president went a little bit too far, calling us Bull Connor. And if you don't agree with what he wants, you're a racist. You're absolutely a racist if you don't do exactly what he wants. Senator Elizabeth Warren has also tried to defend the incompetent failures of the Biden administration and the coming red wave that could wash the Democrat Party into regional obscurity. It's bite number two from Elizabeth Warren. Let's hear it. Let's wait on that. But the point that we're getting to here, my friends, the point we're getting to here is that the Democrats are desperate. They realize their grip on power, pushed through in the 2020 election with millions of mass mail-in ballots that were sent to millions and millions of people that never requested them and sent back by God only knows who, stuffed into ballot boxes in places like Georgia, caught on tape, by the way, activists putting in hundreds of ballots over the course of the election season, because you don't have election day anymore, you have election season. It goes on for days and weeks. And the Democrats are not willing to do anything to hold on to that power. They want mass mail-in ballots forever. They want people to be able to drive around in their pickup truck and collect your ballot. And by the way, when they knock on your door, they can help you pick up the ballot, but they can also help you fill out the ballot. And hey, maybe they can give you a little cash to help you fill it out properly. Or maybe a little arm twisting if you don't fill it out properly. Whatever it takes. Because they want power, and they'll pay for it. George Soros will pay for it. Mark Zuckerberg will pay for it. But if we allow this to happen, in the end, our children and grandchildren, they'll end up really paying for it in a terrible way. And Elizabeth Warren, well, she's not ready to concede the red wave is coming. She's frightened. I just saw her. Let's hear her. Here's Elizabeth Warren. Here's what she has to say.
Okay, let me ask you about 2024. Do you believe that President Biden is up for the job?
President Biden's running for re-election. I expect to support him.
His approval ratings are some of the lowest that they've been for a very long time.
I understand that, but remember, we've just finished the first quarter. We're just starting into the second quarter here. So we've got a lot of time, a lot of work in front of us.
Oh, but you only have probably less than a year before you lose both the Senate and the House.
All
the polls, polls are very, very, very bad, right? I mean, the Gallup had a poll recently that showed a preference nationally for Republicans at a 5-point margin over Democrats. You started the year with the insurrection and a 9-point advantage.
No, I know.
In the fourth quarter, it was a 5-point advantage to the Republicans. So something's not right here.
Something's not right here. Oh, what's not right? It's the Democrats' message. That's what's not right. It's not being accepted. It's being rejected across this country. That's why you see the happy warrior. Glenn Youngkin is now the governor of Virginia because he sounds like Ronald Reagan, a hopeful optimist, a man who believes in America, who brought with him the most diverse collection of people to lead Virginia in its history. A black woman, a Hispanic man. All the top jobs in Virginia look like Virginia. And remember, between long naps and ugly diaper changes, old Joe Biden promised to shut down the virus, but finally realized in the end he was a failure. Do you remember that? Can we go to bite number three? Do we have bite three? All right, we're going to sort this back out. We're having a little issue here. It's okay. It's part of the fun of live broadcast some days. We'll sort it out for you. We'll clean it up. And Joe Biden will get cleaned up, too. Again, Joe, it's time for your nap and time for a change. At any rate, it's good to have you here. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow me on Getter. Man, is that going wild. On Twitter, we keep it for amusement purposes only. And on Facebook, because we reach people there we would otherwise not get to. So please... please just join me there is all I'm saying. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.